You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns, like who's going to quarterback the team. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns at any time and everywhere you go. We're going to stay connected now to the third member of our team, Jerod Cherry, joining us. And Jerod, first thing first, all we've been talking about all day really is this quarterback situation. As a player on the team, how hard is it to go into a game like this one on the road against a very good football team, the New England Patriots, not even knowing who your quarterback is going to be?
I would have to think from an offensive standpoint, Nathan, you're saying to yourselves, what the heck is happening? What's going on? We're not even sure who that guy is going to be, and it's going to play itself out, obviously, on the practice field. But you're going to think about it, and really you have to get to a mindset of, okay, I can't control that. And you got to get into self-focus, and I know it's the ultimate team sport, but really that's all you can do at this point is just say, hey, I know the negatives outweigh the good in this situation, but I can't go there. And your mind is going to want to go there, and it's going to be a constant battle throughout the course of this week of not going to that mindset of we don't have a chance, we don't have a chance, we don't have a quarterback. But you really have to quiet those voices and just go out there and practice hard and perform once you hit the football field.
How much, besides play well around him, can the surrounding cast do for a quarterback who is thrust into this situation? Whether it's Haney, whether it's Taney, how much can they do? How much can they say? Do you find yourself, you know, saying those kinds of things to that player to say, we're behind you, we're with you, we're doing that? Do you have to say that in the locker room? Or does that get... can that get old, or can that be even a negative?
No, you need the positive reinforcement, because the quarterbacks, Haney and Taney, have to be having self-doubt as well and realizing that they're in a very vicarious situation. So all that you can do is give them the ultimate respect and say, hey, we're going to follow you. You're going to lead us. It's your opportunity. We're going to step up and give you our best, because their biggest worry will be, will the offensive line say, you know what, we stand no chance, so they're going to get the same level of intensity, or will my receivers catch passes for me? So that's right there. First and foremost, they have to get that sense that, hey, these guys are backing me, and they do believe in me, and I know it's a hard obstacle to overcome, but at least I do have the guys with me in this huddle and on this football team giving me some positive support. The worst thing you do is be real about it and say, hey, you suck in this situation, and we don't stand a chance. So, yes, fabricate it. Put more on it than what you should do. I mean, it should just be nothing but a happy kumbaya, I love you, man, type of situation going on in Berea right now.
And hopefully that will be. And one of the things that would give a quarterback a little bit of a kumbaya feeling is knowing that you get to throw the ball to Josh Gordon. But you know Bill Belichick as well as anybody, Jerod, and you know that he likes to scheme to take away the team's opposing number one weapon. They held Jimmy Graham without a single catch earlier this year. What's Bill Belichick going to do to Josh Gordon, and how can the Browns try to combat that?
You'll probably get a situation wherever Josh Gordon is, where Bill will play what's called two-man or two-cloud, where – essence, you have a safety over top him with a corner playing underneath for the shorter routes. And that's how, when I was there, we defended those top tier wide receivers by taking away in that aspect and telling everyone else, you got to win your one-on-one matchups. And I am pretty certain that's how Bill will approach this, because he's not going to let one guy, and he will identify that guy. And Monday morning, he drew a circle around Josh Gordon and said, yes, I don't know their quarterback situation, but here's what I do know: that this guy can beat us if we don't stop him, and here's how we're going to do it. So, yes, I expect for Josh Gordon, unlike the Jaguars, to be double covered and not left alone with one guy, even if that is Talib, who I think is a good corner, but Josh Gordon, in my opinion, can still beat him.
Jerod Cherry joining us, as he regularly does on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, Jerod, you've been around Tom Brady. I know the man can walk on water occasionally, but mostly – he is like the rest of us. He's walking on the ground, and when big guys hit him, he goes down. And maybe it doesn't happen all that often, but it does happen. I want to ask you, as you look at this game and you look at this Browns front seven that has not been generating the pressure it did earlier in the year on a consistent enough basis, really this is where this all begins. Any hope Sunday has to start with that. But explain to me, as someone who knows Brady, has seen him close up and in practice, the kinds of things that this front can or should be doing to get heat on him.
First and foremost, do not line up in your coverage. So if you call cover one, which is man coverage for those out there who don't know, Don't have a safety just lying in the middle of the football field, because right there, Tom Brady's going to say, okay, I got man-to-man coverage. What I'm going to do is go right to Gronkowski, because chances are he's one-on-one with someone. I'm going to beat that. If you're in cover three, don't show that, because he's going to go to the weakness of a cover three, which is four verticals or check to that. And if you're in cover two, he's going to know to go to the corner route or some more seams, which would probably be four as well. So you cannot show Tom Brady initially what you want to do. I've seen the Patriots as a team offensively struggle, and I think about Pittsburgh in particular, is when you have that rush on. And think about the Giants game in the Super Bowl. If you can apply pressure with four men and then drop the rest of those guys into different variations of coverage, and you saw Rob do it as well with Eric Mangini when he was here, that's the best way to confuse Tom, is by giving him something he's not expecting. But that is all dependent upon four men getting pressure and you losing the rest of your guys to get back in coverage just to throw different angles. So say you have a linebacker that's supposed to have the hook zone, have him somewhere in the middle of the field where he's not supposed to be. Those are the type of things that are going to get Brady off his mark, because he's always preparing and saying, okay, hey, that's not what I studied on film. So that bit of doubt in his mind will lead him to start hesitating, and then you have someone coming to collapse on him with pressure, and that's how you get him. But you got to do that over and over again, because if you show up showing what you're going to do, oh, he's going to tear you up and pick you apart like you've never been picked apart before. So it's possible to get to Tom. I've seen it done on many occasions, at practice, in games. And the way you do it is pre-snap, no pre-snap read, and also getting pressure with four-man rushes.
Now, this is not necessarily a Browns question, but it is a Belichick question. And you obviously, with your history there, you can answer it. How surprised are you that he made Stephen Ridley inactive last week? And how long do you think he keeps a guy like Stephen Ridley, who's clearly a better back than LeGarrette Blount, inactive? Do you think Stephen Ridley comes back for this game against the Cleveland Browns after that kind of one-game, look, we're sitting you down, we're not messing around?
All right, now, you guys have been with me almost for a season now. What do you think? I mean, pretty much I kind of sound like the dude when I describe certain things about accountability. Well,
you'd cut him.
Yes, you do. You have that Belichickian tone.
Yes, I have a Belichickian worldview, no doubt about that. And no, not surprised by that. Heck, applauded it. At the same time, if it was me, I'd be upset too. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be a hypocrite about the situation. Guys make mistakes. But no, that is the whole key with the Patriots situation there. Guys are held accountable. You don't make mistakes like that and not pay for it. I can tell you stories of winning football games where we should have blown a team out and guys didn't play well and you felt like you lost. And that's the type of locker room and that's the type of environment and culture that Bill has cultivated. And that's what you need, in my opinion. Now, there's other ways to succeed. I know that. But from what I saw and what I observed in my time in the NFL, that one appears to work the best when you hold guys accountable and don't let things slide.
Gerard, thank you so much for the breakdown, and I want to remind everybody that Bruce Hooley and Gerard will be together in about 10 or so minutes. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
You are correct, sir.
So tune in for that. Hooley and Gerard is next, and we'll have Gerard with us, of course, tomorrow and the rest of the week and every day that we are on the air. Vic and Nathan, we've got much more coming up. We're going to take a look at the community outreach, the Browns' involvement in the community, and Jenner Tkancic is going to join us from our staff, who will have some good information on that as well. Always want to hear what these guys are doing around this time of year, the holiday time. Great, great time for community involvement by Browns players. Vic and Nathan, coming back to you on ESPN 850 WKNR.